Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is Kalyan Rajan Radio, and this is the 23rd of June. And it's going to be my monologue day today. And how are you? So, as we've introduced, we're going to have a really, you know, special new project. Like 1 month ago, I have already talked about that, but today I'm going to talk about the details about that new project today, and I hope that it won't be a long story, but yeah, I don't know, it's because very important for me, so I'm kind of like, you know, like excited and emotional to talk about that today, so yeah, I'm gonna do my best to make it short, but yeah. I hope that you're gonna like that story. Right, okay, so today's first song is from Steel Type Inc. And the song is called Heartland. Enjoy it. Yeah, listening to Farajam Radio, and that was Steel Type Inc. with Heartland. Ah, such a good song. Love it. Okay, so we're going to talk about what's going to happen in this July, which is very important project for all of us. I mean, not only Farajam, but also Kizami Music Faculty and the vocal school as well. It's just because, you know, we finally started this, like, special things. Not only in Japan, I mean, this is gonna happen in London. And if you listen to the show with Yukino, like 1 month ago, you already know that it was gonna happen and what I am talking about. You finally, Huaijan started this project called Nesha Shugyo, which is bringing Japanese artists from here to London. Yay! I need a sound effect. Yeah. So, why this project started? Yeah, I'm gonna talk about that anyway. And it's because it's been my dream. And then this, like, a project has planned already before, even before Flyjam was established. So it's been like 3 years we've been working on, and I mean like we had this idea already before, but and then I've already talked about this to Obi-san, and then I said like I want to do this as my job and a dream job in the future, and I want to earn money from this, and then I want to live my life like this. But it just but the time, you know, when I told him about this idea, we didn't have anything. It was just idea, but we didn't have enough people to do this, and we didn't have any like money, and we didn't have any connection to do this, and we didn't know what to do. That's why, you know, he said that's a good idea, but at the time, at the moment, no, you know, we can't do that. That's what he told me. And since then, you know, 3 years, we like worked so hard to involve Diamond Music Tour, this company. And finally, we welcomed Kenji as a new staff of Lijam last year. And then suddenly, you know, everything has changed. And then it's, I mean, like our sides are so open now. And then I again, you know, brought this idea to everyone, especially in the first time in the Lijam, and talked about that to bring Japanese musician from Tokyo, not only Tokyo in the future, I hope, but at the moment, you know, only in Tokyo, then to London. This is also, you know, just for now. I really hope that we can bring more artists to more other countries as well, but at the moment it's because, you know, we already got the collections in London. It makes everything easier to do. So let's say only London now, but that was like my dream. It's because since I came back from London and didn't spend the 2 years to live there, I feel like, you know, Japanese people should just get out of this country more often, and especially for young people. And then, but it's easy to say that, you know, I recommend people to go some other countries to know like other cultures. But, you know, for them, it's not so easy, maybe because they've already got their life here. And, you know, obviously it takes money. It costs money as well. And then they need a time to take their work off, or, you know, school off, and then go to there. But if they can't speak English, it's going to be very difficult for them to get there. It's, you know, because they can't communicate anyone, or if they can't understand English, how they can promote themselves, or how they can book events to perform, you know, blah blah blah. So that's why it was like, I really wanted to tell this, like, you should go other countries to know other cultures. But it wasn't like, I couldn't say that in public, because, you know, it's like a difficult for them. But then I got this idea, like, maybe through music I can recommend musicians to go some other countries to know other cultures. And it still cost money, but it's because we can understand English, and we've already got the connections in a British music industry, then it could be a bit easier to promote them over there. So, well, then we got all like a puzzle pieces from this time, and we finally made this new project called Nesha Shugyo. As a first tour, we're gonna bring two Japanese artists from Tokyo. Let's say Tokyo, yeah. I can say Tokyo, yeah. Tokyo to London in this July. And then me and Akio-san, who is this like engineer guy. He appears sometimes and talk about that, you know, stupid things, but yeah. He's coming with me as well. And then, yeah, we're gonna stay in London for 10 days. And promote our musicians over there. So, as you know, like, we've already promoted so many musicians in the past as a Lijam, but it was just only, you know, for Japanese musicians only inside Japan, and then like musicians in London to just only inside London. So it's kind of like, you know, a big step for us, like a new step to promote Japanese musicians who've been working like active only inside of Japan, then to somewhere else. So, God, I have no idea what's gonna do, what's gonna happen. I mean, well, we've already booked some venues to perform, or like, you know, we've already booked some events for them, but, and then I know that, you know, it's kind of like Japanese music is kind of like getting popular now in Europe, but I just honestly don't know how people's gonna love them, and then what's gonna happen, if they can get new fans, and then what kind of like atmosphere are waiting for us. So, But I'm pretty sure that because like these two artists we're gonna bring, they two are both of them awesome. So, and they're cute as well. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, like Phoebe's gonna love it. So, well, so, and, well, I should have probably introduced those two artists, but, you know, I'm gonna play today's second song first, then I'm going to talk about them after that. Right, okay, this today's second song is also from Stereotype Inc. And the song is called The 13th of November. Enjoy it!
Remember, remember the 13th of November, the gunpowder, treason and plot. Forget we will never the 13th of November, the night people fell by the lot.
Listening to Horizon Radio, and that was Stereotype Inc. with the 13th of November. Yeah, I mean, this song is really good too. I love it so much. I can't wait for their new song, new album. Sorry, it will come out. I hope this, you know, the end of year. I think I'm still waiting for the contact from Ivan. Okay, so. Nesha Shugyo. So Nesha Shugyo is a Japanese word, by the way. And then why we named this tour Nesha Shugyo was, Nesha is like the word which we made. So usually it should be, in a correct way, it should be Musha. Musha means bushi, if you're familiar about this word. Bushi means night. So, I mean like sunlight. So usually like, you know, when Bushi goes to go their training to get a stronger and improve self-improvement. That is the training, and then the behavior called Musha Shugyo. Oh, damn! Atomaga Nesha Shugyo to Musha Shugyo. I'm really confused. Okay. Anyway, sorry guys. So Musha Shugyo is a training for Bushi. But we changed that the mu sha mu to ne, and ne means if you write down ne in kanji, it means sounds or music. So we put the nesha as a musician, and then shugyo means training. So this means like through this going to this tour to London. We expect that musicians get more skilled about their vocal or like playing instruments or even dance or even, you know, English skills. Well, so why I'm saying like this was because artists who I'm gonna bring, they're gonna have lessons and seminar in London. From maybe native, and then they're gonna have an English lesson as well. And then it's not only just taking lessons, but also they're gonna actually perform at some events or gigs in London. So through like, you know, through all those like experiences, we want them to skill up, and that's why we call this Nesha Shugyo. Because it's gonna be a training for them, and it's not gonna end only just for training, but also, you know, actually they're gonna perform, which means it's actual debut for them, to the world. But, you know, as you know, like, and then I've already talked so many times on this radio show, like, Japanese people usually, it's kind of difficult for them to speak English or understand, even though they study English in a junior high school and in high school. It's just because, let me say, Japanese, like, English education in Japan sucks for me. So, you know, like, some musicians have these feelings that they want to go to other countries to promote themselves as a musicians, but it's just because of the language problem, or maybe they just don't know the system, how they can book themselves to the event, or, like, some kind of sort of things. So it's kind of like difficult for them to do that on their own. But here is we are. That's why we are here to help them. And this time, yeah, it's just because not only like a fly jam is activities, but also Kizami's activities and the school, like a voice school's activities, we could finally manage this to make it true. And it's because, well, like at Fly Jam, we do promote musicians and advertisement things as well, but that's not the only, how to say, we come from, you know, even we have this like connections and then well, like skills such as like English or like advertisement stuff. You know, we couldn't have done this. So why I'm saying like this is because, you know, sometimes like they're a great artist, but they usually cover some songs and then they don't know how to compose songs. So in that case, maybe we can ask them if they want to us to make their original songs. And that case, you know, Kizami Music Factory is here to compose your songs. And if you think you need a train for your vocal lesson, then yeah, here is our vocal school. So that's why we could do this. Well, that's why we could manage this project. And why I'm saying it is like this is because, well, they're like people who are called musicians, but then it's just some people are just like, how to say, I don't want to say mascot, but some people are just mascot, you know, they got a skill, but they don't know how to compose songs, and then they want to live as a musicians, but they don't know how to compose. But here is another kind of musicians, and they are composers, but they usually don't want to show up themselves to people, or they don't want to have any gigs or anything, but they still compose music. So those like two different kind of musicians got together, what's gonna happen, you know, it's kind of like a chemistry. So that's what we want to promote. There are so many amazing composers in Japan, but they just don't know how to get out the room. They just don't know how to promote themselves to over the sea. So this time, yeah, I'm gonna bring just only two artists and who are already active as musicians. I mean, like, they can compose their songs by themselves. But, well, at the same time, I just wanted to, like, bring someone, like Akio-san this time. Because he never been any other countries. Well, どっか行ったことあるんだっけ?海外? No? Not Hawaii or any other countries, no?
No.
No? So this is the first time for you to go some other countries. Good, right? Yes. Because he's a great composer, but he's never been some other countries. So, you know, that's what I wanted him to... I wanted to show how differences between London and Japan, the lifestyle and the culture, and like a music scene, everything. So then this could be... finally, this project could be a good opportunity for him to... some other countries. Then yeah, I think he's gonna actually support, he's gonna play drum, can I say? He's gonna actually play drum and in a band, artists who I'm gonna bring to these two artists, they are solo. Both are like working on the solo project, so they don't have any bands. So, but we're gonna try to make a band with them this time in London, and Akio-san's gonna play a drum. So, yeah, that's gonna be a good experience for him too. Right, okay, sorry guys. You know, I should have talked about those two artists finally, I'm sorry. Okay, the first one is maybe you've already listened to the radio show 1 month ago. You've already known that one artist is Yukino Higo. Yay! So as I've already introduced her in this radio show, she's a high school girl, quite young and pretty and small, and she's got very talented. She started her activities when 2-3 years ago. So it's quite like she doesn't have any like a long history, but still she's very talented. So I'm quite excited to how she's gonna be improved herself after this tour. And yeah, because this is gonna be not only as like musical stuff, like it's gonna be very first time for her to go other countries. So she's never been any other countries. Like this is like the first time, very first time. And so she said like she was kind of like excited, but at the same time kind of like scared as well. So I really hope that she's gonna have fun, and then I really hope that she would say, "Oh, I wanna go more other countries in the future." Yeah. Right. Okay. So second one is, yeah, I've already talked to her on this radio show like twice, I think. Yeah, this is Chuck. Like 1 or 2 months ago, we had her on this radio show, and we talked about some like strange, weird experiences she had in Wales or somewhere. Yeah, in England anyway. And yeah, as you know, like she's already lived in London for like a long time, so and she can understand and speak English, so it's not gonna be like super exciting, like going some other countries as a tour or like sightseeing for her. But still, she's never been in any like gigs in London. So it's gonna be a good experience for her too, and I can't wait to promote them. So yeah, those two girls are going to London. And gigs, I've already said gigs they're gonna perform at, but one of the gigs they're gonna perform at Hyper Japan. Yay! Yeah. So if you don't know about Hyper Japan, yeah, you wouldn't say like, what? What is it? But, you know, Hyper Japan is kind of like a huge, massive, like, event about the introducing Japanese cultures. Especially, wow, we introduce like who's, no, they introduce, sorry, they introduce who's, or like a Japanese traditional culture as well. But mainly they introduce anime, cosplay, music as well. So, and they've already had so many really true Japanese famous ones such as X Japan or like Alexandros, Ninta Shishigure, Denpagumi, and sorry, it's too many, so I don't remember everything, but yeah, like so many famous bands already. So that actually shows that how European, I mean British people are interested in Japanese culture, and like so many people goes to that event. So it's gonna be a good opportunity for Chuck and Yukino to perform out there. And you know, they're not gonna perform at the really huge or big stage, such as big as other famous bands gonna perform, but still it's gonna be a good opportunity for them to perform. And yeah, that's why we decided to go there in July, because Hyper Japan is held on twice per year, and one is in July for 3 days, and another one is in November for 2 days. So we've been working for this project for a long time, as I already told you, and but this time, like, actually, you know, the actual, like, a preparing time for this Hyper Japan was only like 3 or 4 months. And then, like, three or four months ago, Yukino and Chuck decided to go with us. So we are very, how to say it, rush to get ready, and then at the same time, very excited as well. So I feel like time flies so quickly, and then it's already, you know, June. So, like, in 2-3 weeks from now, you know, we're gonna be in London and perform as well. So yeah. 楽しみですね. Very excited. Yeah. And we also expect to record this radio show in a pub, at the pub again. So maybe you're gonna listen to me drunk, or I don't know what's gonna happen. I kiss as well, so, because we both like drinking a lot, so I think you would listen to me again, drunk, and talk about the love stuff. またね、恋バナとか again, するかもしれないけど. Anyway. Right, okay, so, oh my god, I'm sorry. I promised you I wouldn't make this a long story today, but it's already been very long. Well, I'm gonna stop speaking now, then shutting up. Okay. Right, thank you. So, I was really happy to announce the project. It's because it's been a while that I was working on, and wow, that English was weird. I'm sorry. It's been a long, I mean, I've been working for a long time, sorry. So, yeah, and finally my dream came true. It's just the first step. It's the first, you know, like a small step for me, but still, I feel so good to announce about our project. And then, you know, thank you for, I really appreciate that you guys give us the opportunity to promote our recommended musician, not only in Tokyo, but also in London as well. Tokyo also, yeah. So, hey, and then I've already told you, like, they're gonna, like, Chaka and Yukino is gonna perform at some events. We will announce the details about those events soon, maybe on Facebook and even on this radio show. So I really hope that you're gonna keep your eyes and ears on the Facebook and this radio show. And then, well, I know, like, I speak really terrible English, but if you're interested in to see me, then just come to the event and then you can see me. Just say hi, and then maybe you can say, like, hey, I listened to your radio show, you sound horrible, blah, blah, blah. But if you do that, even if it's just, you know, like, you'd say, like, that kind of thing, it's like, I'm going to be very happy. So just please just come to our events. Kudo. Right, okay, so this Russian radio show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday, we speak in Japanese, and Thursday, we speak in English. I can't wait. I can't wait to introduce our artist, because we're going to have Yukino for next week's guest, and Chuck in 2 weeks. So, yeah, stay tuned. Bye.